U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski today gave her annual report to the State House and Senate, this year focusing on energy and Alaska's role in helping the rest of the country. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Senator Murkowski says she's beginning to see more recognition of collaboration as a way to resolve issues in Congress. It's beginning with environmental issues, but it's continuing with other ones. The Obama administration has shown a new recognition of Alaska's gas pipeline. But she's also hearing an overriding question from people in the nation's capital.
Why is it that Alaska can't get its act together to deliver its gas to the lower 48 markets? I'm asked this question in Washington all the time. And I will issue, I guess, a warning today that both Senator Stevens and I have repeated before this legislature over the years that America won't wait forever for Alaska's gas.
Murkowski said customers in the lower 48 will eventually buy gas from other sources that are ready to deliver it, and that'll leave Alaska's gas truly stranded for a very long time. She called on the state officials to decide on a single pipeline project, joining the oil company's production potential and the state's requirements. She says they then need to come together on the fiscal terms the project will need. Murkowski said the federal government cannot be blamed for delays in getting gas to market. She said Congress has come through every time it was needed.
Now, perhaps there is more that the federal government could do to help the gas line. But I need to see a unified, committed plan of action on the project before I can hope to succeed with my colleagues and the White House.
In a press conference following the speech, Murkowski confirmed a possible end for the gas line in the event the state project falters, a national project. She says there have been talks about the federal government's taking over the project, but she doesn't know how substantive or serious they are.
It is recognized that that could be one of the paths. I'm not a proponent of that. I don't think that the federal government is best poised to be advancing this gas line. And should they do so, it worries me a great deal about what their terms for the state of Alaska would be. I don't want us to get to that point. But I cannot deny to you that there are not conversations where people are discussing that aspect of it.
The senator also said that Alaska needs a permanent answer to rural Alaska's energy needs, and that comes through renewable energy. She's looking for federal funding of the Renewable Grant Fund that was authorized in 2007 and praised the state's financial commitment to its own renewable energy fund. As for oil development, the senator said she has the job of getting ANWR back in front of Congress. She says there's a way to join development of part of the area with the national interest in preserving the wildlife there. She'll introduce legislation that would allow production through directional drilling. The facilities would be located on state land beyond the federal boundaries. She says that would provide oil while preserving the wilderness. Murkowski goes to Washington over the weekend, back to work after the president's day recess. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.